Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Design Her Travel podcast. I'm your host, Kim Anderson. As an avid traveler, global nomad, and someone who considers themselves a citizen of the world, I want to say welcome. I'm so glad that you're here. My hope in creating this podcast is to inspire you to take the leap of faith and to design the life of your dreams. For me, that includes connecting with like-minded individuals and creating a community of souls living their best lives out, in, and around the world. Each week, you'll hear stories and conversations from fellow travelers who have figured out how to incorporate travel as a key component in their daily lives. Their stories are beautiful and inspiring, just like you. I can't wait to go on this journey with you. So let's do this. Here we go. Hello, 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 beautiful souls. Welcome back to the Design Her Travel podcast. I'm your host, Kim Anderson. Today we are in our travel talk series, and I am super excited to bring a question to you that comes up very frequently when I talk about travel. The genesis for this subject today is from the episode I dropped earlier in the week with Thor Peterson. The episode dropped on Tuesday, and it is part two in a two-part series with Thor. He shares an amazing story of how he traveled to every country in the entire world without flying. He did that in one continuous journey, and what started out as a 4-year adventure turned into a 10-year quest. His story is amazing, and this week we talk about the issue of safety. We talk about some of the times when Thor questioned whether he was going to make it out alive or not. And so, without further ado, let's get into it. So how safe is travel? Well, how many times in life have you done something and questioned your reasoning afterwards? As the saying goes, hindsight is 20/20. And in this week's episode with Thor, when we dive deep into the resilience that he needed to complete his journey, some of that comes from the experiences he had when he was or felt unsafe. Thor faced what many of us would consider our greatest fear when traveling, and most likely the thing that many people allude to when asking if a particular trip is safe, quote unquote. Thor shares this terrifying moment on his journey.
One of my horror stories is from Central Africa. I was in Cameroon, close to the border with Congo, in the middle of the night. We're together with a driver, and we're on a dirt road far into the jungle, just crickets and dust. And then you have these three uniformed men, and they're drunk out of their mind, and they're armed to their teeth, and highly emotional. And from the moment it's not like I step out of the vehicle, like I'm commanded out of the vehicle. And then once I come out of the vehicle and they see that I'm not a local, that they get me and go like, this guy's European or Western for sure. I was carrying the entire weight of hundreds of years of colonialism on my shoulders. There was hate flaming out of this guy's eyes. And I mean, it was fingers on the trigger, pointing directly at us with weapons, emotional, alcohol, just deadly, horrible situation. I thought I was going to die that night. I had no hope of getting out of the situation. There was no light at the end of the tunnel. I was sure that was the end of the line for me.
As you can hear, Thor talked about being held at gunpoint. And I personally can't imagine going through that experience. It's something that could take years to fully process. To hear the full story, tune into episode 59, where Thor shares that and many more parts of his journey in the series. What I want to touch base on is that following that terrifying story, he shares and found it extremely important to emphasize that in all of the 10 years in his quest, the dangerous and the bad moments were only just the tiniest portion of his journey. It's easy to tell those stories, especially since we know that drama sells. But the reality is, he was able to complete his journey only through the kindness of strangers. And for me personally, I feel like I can say the same thing. Although I didn't undertake an adventure anything like Thor's, I have relied on the kindness of strangers more times than I can count over the years. And some of those moments have become core memories in my travel journey and my story of life. I hitchhiked all around Australia from Perth across the Nullarbor all the way up to Queensland. I caught rides from a mom and her teenage son, a group of men on their way to a golfing weekend. I hitched across the Nullarbor with a surfer who'd been traveling the country looking for the best breaks. And eventually I got on sailboats and caught rides along the eastern seaboard from Sydney up to Hamilton Island and Airlie Beach. I sailed for over 6 months with an American family who I met while standing on hold with an airline to change my flight. I needed to change my flight because I jumped ship from the original vessel that I was going to sail with because I didn't trust the skills of the captain or feel safe doing the crossing from Australia to Indonesia with him, so I got off. And meeting Tika at that payphone ended up being one of the most pivotal moments in my life. And as Thor says, a stranger is just a friend you've never met. Tika and her family took me in without a thought. I sailed with them from Australia all the way through Southeast Asia. And that journey to this day is one of my favorite experiences and some of the most adventurous travel I've done. Just as Thor's story, mine hasn't all been a bed of roses either. I faced unsafe situations that required me to stay alert, change course, and reevaluate my actions. In this week's newsletter, I share about the time I was walking back to my hotel in the beautiful city of Sigisuara. It's a tiny little town in the central region of Romania. It was November and I was traveling solo. There were very few tourists around. Romania wasn't really on the tourist trail as much as other parts of Europe. And I was there in the off season. So I'd been the only guest in more than one of the hostels that I'd stayed at. It was wild. There were just no other travelers around. And Sigisuara is this beautifully preserved old town. And so I was slowly strolling back to my hotel one evening after dinner. It was early evening. Mind you, it gets dark at like 4 p.m. in the winter. But as I rounded the corner of this tiny lane, I noticed a man behind me. It was like he appeared almost out of nowhere. Nothing felt out of the ordinary per se. But something didn't feel right either. As a solo traveler, my street smarts are always engaged. It's an important part of moving about the world anywhere. And awareness really is the first part of being prepared. I still had a ways to go to get back to my hotel, and so I decided to pick up the pace. I wanted to stay alert, and something about this dude really felt off. Each time I turned the corner, so did that man. At one point, he asked if I knew the time, just sort of randomly out of the blue. And I quickly looked at my watch and answered all without stopping. And my intuition, which was in high alert at that moment, said he didn't want to know the time. He wanted to know what I had. And I've traveled to over 30 countries on my own. And I listen to my intuition. It is the one thing that has probably kept me the safest of anything that I do. I try not to make myself a target, but that night I really did feel like one. That man was so casually but so purposefully mirroring my every move, and the streets were eerily silent and no one was out. It was as if the entire old town had suddenly gone to sleep, and I was on my own. Just me and this newly acquired shadow. At that moment, I was extremely grateful for my sense of direction because I knew my way back to my hotel without having to look at a map or my phone. I was able to keep my eyes peeled and my senses fully alert and focused. After what seemed like forever, I reached my hotel and quickly went inside. And I don't know if you've been to some of these accommodations where when you walk in, it's the restaurant, it's the cafe, it's the front desk. It turns into a sort of bar type atmosphere in the evening, but that's what this hotel was. But still, it was just the man behind the counter and myself. I let him know what had happened and told him that I didn't feel safe. And I went up to my room. I don't think I've ever been so happy to slam the bolt lock as I was in that moment, but I closed my door. I put my emergency rubber doorstop in the door, one of my safety features I never leave home without. And then I walked over to the window and had a look outside. And the man that had been following me was still outside, and he was casually strolling back and forth along the street outside of the hotel entrance. And I don't know if he was waiting on me or waiting for someone else, but I knew that I was not going outside that evening. In Thor's story, he reflects on what he could have done differently to possibly prevent that scenario. In his situation, he was so focused and ready to get to the next country that he chose to travel at night in an area that he didn't know. And for me, I also was on my own little adventure and ignored the fact that I too was in a place I didn't know, all alone and at night. The truth is, what happened to both Thor and me had nothing to do with where we were and everything to do with what we chose to do. Bad things happen everywhere. What happened to me could easily have happened in my sleepy little hometown. The safety of travel really is about taking responsibility for your actions and doing your best to make good decisions in the moment. If you're in a dodgy area, make sure you're not alone or avoid the dodgy area. Bad things happen no matter where you are in the world. There are things you can do or try and prevent them from happening, but the reality is, some things are unavoidable. So the question is travel safe? I would say absolutely yes. It is safe. There are dangerous parts of the world, dangerous parts of a city, even if it's a city you call your hometown. There are some things you can do to help stay safe on the road. One of those is to let someone know where you're going. In this day and age, with technology and all of the advancements, it's virtually impossible to keep your location or whereabouts hidden unless you choose to do so. So stay safe. Give someone a heads up what you're up to. And the other thing is, if you are traveling solo, don't go out at night by yourself. Take an Uber or a taxi. Ask someone to walk you to your destination. It might be a great way to make a new friend. The reality is, and I can't emphasize this enough, bad things happen in good places, and good things happen in bad places. As a traveler, stay alert, be aware of your surroundings, let people know where you are in the world, and don't do stupid things. If you're trying to buy something illicit in a back alley in some rando part of town, you're increasing the chances that something bad might happen. So maybe don't do those things. Be a responsible traveler. Understand that your actions have consequences, and do your best to prevent any of those negative things from happening. I know that it might be easy to listen to Thor's story and listen to the one I just told and say, I would never do that. I'm not traveling the world. No way would I go there. But think about it. The truth is that no matter where we go, we are responsible for our actions, and that is the same when we travel. It's our responsibility as travelers to pay attention, to not go into unsafe areas, to practice street smarts at all times, and not do stupid things. It's really that easy. I know safety is an issue when most people consider taking a journey in the world. The truth is, as a single woman, safety is a concern for me no matter where I go. I pay attention when I'm walking out to my car from a store. If I'm leaving a movie theater, I'm aware of my surroundings and I look between the cars on my way to mine. Safety is an issue every single day, no matter where I am in the world. So I choose to keep my wits about me, pay attention to my surroundings, and choose to explore anyway. I hope that you too can see that taking responsibility for your actions, trying your best to make good decisions, and choosing to see the world can lead to the most amazing stories, the most amazing adventures. My hope is that you choose to explore the world no matter what. I'd love to hear what you think about this episode and what your experiences with safety and traveling are. Do you have a key tip or a safety practice that you have as you explore? If so, hit me up on Instagram, send me a DM at Design Her Travel. That's DesignHerTravel. Let me know what your key safety practices are, and I'll be sharing those this week. I can't wait to hear more from you. Thank you for tuning in to today's Travel Talk episode. Until next time, my friends. Thank you so much for showing up and listening to this episode. I know that there are so many things in life that you could be doing right now, and so it means a lot to me that you're here. There are so many more episodes coming your way, so if you enjoyed the show, please take a moment to review and follow us on Apple or Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you know someone who might like to hear it, please share. Those little acts of kindness mean a lot and help more than you know. I appreciate your time and getting the opportunity to share this moment. I'd love to hear more from you. I'd love to connect, so reach out on social. You can find me on Instagram at Seafaring Wanderer. That's SeafaringWanderer. And then you can join our Facebook group at Design Her Travel Podcast. I would love to connect, hear more from you. Let me know what you'd like to hear more of, places you'd like to hear about, and things you'd like to know how to do when designing your life. So thank you, everyone, and I'll be back soon.